To all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. Last Wednesday night, I went to a class that teaches men how to be better fathers.
What did we talk about last week? Remember?
The volcano.
Volcano. Volcano of what?
Feelings.
This class, though, was not aimed at me. Not that I couldn't use some help with my volcano of feelings, but this class is for young dads, as young as it gets. In the 2 years this program has been running in Los Angeles, the youngest father to pass through was 14. The LA Fathers Program, which meets weekly, is run through the Adolescent Medicine branch of LA's Children's Hospital. When it comes to kids having kids, it's usually the mothers who get the most attention and support. But today, we wanted to show you what some young men are going through as they work to become good fathers.
Like, you know, they're not telling you what they need. In that way, you have to sort of be the detective to figure it out. But even when they're older, like your sister...
Ben Wright is running the parenting discussion tonight.
She's just having a big eruption, right?
When my daughter, when she was like an infant, she pretty much would cry, you know, even if she had her diaper changed, you know.
There are about a dozen fathers here for class tonight. They range in age from 17 to 27. Sitting around a large table, this week, like every week, they have a check-in.
I'm Roy. I have a 4-year-old daughter.
My name is Marquis. I'm 22. I got a son.
My name is Casey. I'm a father figure for my niece, Alicia.
Nice to meet everybody. My name is Brian. I got 3 kids. My son's 2. My daughter's 1. And my newborn is 4 months.
Over 400 young fathers have passed through this program.
Yeah, I'm talking about my new girl right now. She's straight tripping, bro.
She's straight tripping.
Hey, I'm tripping.
It's a pretty lively and fun crew tonight. The discussion ranges from resume building to romance.
Okay, so you observe that she's tripping.
All right.
What do you think she's feeling?
That's the voice of Frank Blaney. He's head of the project, and he runs part of the meeting. In addition to material things like free diapers and transportation tokens, these young men are here to get help finding jobs, learning to be better parents, and working on relationships with the mothers of their children. Blaney says that for most of the young dads here, the thing they need more than anything else is peer support.
As they find out that they're dads, they're usually unexpected, they're not planning to be dads, they just get a lot of criticism and a lot of judgment from everybody in their family. It sometimes comes from their parents, oftentimes comes from the partner's parents, the mother of the baby. A lot of times their friends look down on them. So they basically just go from having a broader social support circle to none.
The young fathers here are mostly Black and Latino. Money is tight for them, and some of the fathers have been homeless. And many didn't have any kind of father figure of their own, like Anthony Gomez. He has a 2-year-old daughter.
You know, I never had a father, like, no one, like, you know, in that
like a father figure?
Yeah, you know, so I don't really know much about what a man should know.
And as Frank Blaney told me, that's one of the things they work on here.
They're trying to figure out what to do with this new life that's in their life, and they're trying to just cope and navigate with that. If they can get some information from the staff, if they can get some support from young men that are in the same position, it really means a lot to them.
These weekly meetings are a safe place for these young dads to open up.
When I see myself crying, I get mad at myself. And I'm like, why are you crying?
Look in the mirror then.
17-year-old Joal Ramirez has been coming here for about 3 months. Joal has a 6-month-old son. He says he found out about the group from his older brother, who's also in the program. When he first started coming, Joal says he was reluctant to open up. Now, he shares a lot.
When she told me she was pregnant, I started crying. I was at school, too.
I get that. I would, too. I'd be like, my life is over now.
I wasn't saying that. I was at football practice, and she called me. You know, and I started crying. You know?
Joal tells me he's still in high school now. But like many of these guys, he's been pressured to drop out, to get a job. His son's mother is 19, and she's already graduated.
A lot of people are like, oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to drop out of school? And I always told myself never, you know, I'm not going to drop out of school because my brother, a lot of my brother and sisters didn't finish high school, and they're working minimum wage, and I don't want to be like that. I want to give my son all I can, and I want to give myself all I can. To me, a high school diploma is more than a GED. School really helps.
The LA Fathers Program is helping him line up some summer jobs. When he's over 18, they'll help him with his resume and other job skills. But for Joal, the most helpful part has been learning about anger management.
You know, everybody gets angry fast, but, like, some people get angry fast, and I don't want my son to be like that, you know, because it helps to talk.
He tells me the program has changed his idea of what it means to be a dad.
My real dad was in prison all my life, and the guy who was raising me was my uncle, and he's in prison now doing life. I don't want to be like that.
Jawal plans to finish high school, join the Marines, and go to college. Frank Blaney says the stereotype of the unmarried young father as irresponsible deadbeat is just flat wrong.
To be honest with you, I just haven't seen that. A lot of these guys, especially ones that haven't grown up without a father, know how painful that experience is. And instead of being bitter about that, they really make a 180 and make a 110% commitment of being there for their kids. Everyone sees the mom. Everyone sees the mom pushing the stroller. So the dads, they're almost like an invisible group. No one can really tell. And that's why we're really trying our best to let the community organizations that we work with, the social institutions that are here, let them know that these resources exist.
These dads attend classes for at least 8 weeks. At 27, Roy Monsanto is one of the older young dads, and now he's coming as a volunteer.
I mean, like, I feel like people in general, it's kind of hard for people to accept that someone truly cares and loves them. Because it's like, why does this person love me? You know, why are they telling me that they love me? You know?
So let me throw this at you. Is that person actually in love with you, or are they in love with the fact that you love them?
That's a good one.
I like that. Hey, why'd you write that down as a quote? I like that right there.
Once they have that child, they really take to heart that responsibility, and it seems to create like an opening in their mind and their heart to want to grow, to really get past all the nonsense that they maybe were involved in as teenagers and young people, and really push through and be there for their family. For me, it's very encouraging to see that on a daily basis.
All the young dads I spoke with were excited about Father's Day. For Jawal Ramirez, it's his first. Sadly, though, he's been having a dispute with his son's mother over visitation rights. So for today, he has a simple wish.
Just take my son to the park, have a little picnic with him. You know, he can't eat that much, but feed him Gerber. As long as I see my son, that's the best Father's Day I can ever have.
Frank Blaney's target is to get 250 young men through the program each year. So far, they're on track.